We're in the midst of a special mini-series titled The ART, Art of Everyday Diplomacy. School of Life says diplomacy is the art of advancing an idea or cause without unnecessarily inflaming passions or unleashing a catastrophe. Now, more often than not, the goal of diplomacy is to think win-win, as Stephen Covey would say, because that's the key to reaching an agreement or negotiating a solution which includes mutual benefit for everyone involved. It involves some give and take, and getting to that solution is an ART, an art in and of itself. Now, in the first episode, we looked at the letter A, which is the value of active listening, why hearing and listening are not the same, and some practical ways to become an active listener. In the second episode, we talked about the letter R and what it means to build rapport. The T, the third and final letter in our ART, Art of Everyday Diplomacy model, is to use tactful communications in order to achieve diplomatic relations and solutions. Now, it's unavoidable. Every single one of us eventually lands in a situation that requires we deliver some sort of painful or sensitive information to someone else. And while it is important to tell the truth, we need to think about how we do that. I had a professor in college, Dr. Hubert Seals, who always said, "It's not what you say, it's how you say it." I found that little quip to be repeatedly true over the course of my own life. So tact, then, is this ability to tell the truth in a way that considers other people's feelings and reactions and, hopefully, preserves that relationship. 1940s advertising executive Howard W. Newton said, "Tact is the knack of making a point without making an enemy." That's good stuff. In a lot of ways, tact is really just good manners, but it's also a whole lot more than that, too. As the folks at MindTools say, it can, quote, "help you to avoid conflict, find common ground, and allow others to save face," end quote. So what exactly is tactful communication? Think of TACT as another acronym, T-A-C-T. T is thinking before you speak. How many times have you spoken too quickly and then regretted it? Yeah, me too. The Good News translation of Proverbs 16:23 says, "Intelligent people think before they speak, and what they say is then more persuasive." Amen to that. A is appropriate timing. Tact means saying the right thing at the right time. Consider your situation, who you're with, where you are, before you speak, and then be discreet. Proverbs 25:11 says, "A word spoken at the right time is like gold apples on a silver tray." The C is choosing your words carefully. Ephesians 4:29 says, "You must let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only what is beneficial for the building up of the one in need, that it may give grace to those who hear." The key word, I think, is beneficial. An often repeated tactic is to avoid starting sentences with the word "you." Instead, use I statements, especially during those times of conflict when you're giving some sort of constructive criticism. And above all, be concise. Proverbs 10:19 says, "When there are many words, sin is unavoidable, but the one who controls his lips is wise." So, be honest, be assertive, but only say what you need to say. T is for taming yourself. When you're tactful, your own emotions and body language need to be controlled and purposeful in order to match your beneficial message. For example, if you lose your composure and you let your emotions take over, the chances of saying something beneficial practically flies out the window. Or if you maintain control of your words and emotions, but your body language is closed or aggressive, then you send a mixed message that's confusing for your listener. And that erodes trust. So again, the Good News translation of the Bible, Proverbs 16:32, it says, "It is better to be patient than powerful. It is better to win control over yourself than over whole cities." So there you have it, the ART of everyday diplomacy: active listening, rapport building, and tactful communication. I don't know about you, but I've stumbled far enough during difficult conversations. So my goal, and I hope it's yours as well, is to keep learning this incredible ART, art of everyday diplomacy. Now, go stick the landing.